It's late June in Duval County, and 9-year-old Darielle Jackson is in a classroom parsing out varieties of triangles.
I got quadrilaterals and isosceles and scalenes and right angles.
She holds her workbook up to a wall of shapes and compares notes with a classmate.
Do two sides look equal?
Nope.
Do no sides look equal?
No sides look equal.
So you should suck it at.
Scalene.
Okay.
S-C-A-L-E-N-E.
And that's what she should put down.
The Summer Academy at Sally B. Mathis Elementary School is a county-run camp. It's designed to prevent kids at low-income schools from falling behind over the summer. In the 3 months that they're out of school, most kids lose some of what they learn during the school year. Kids from low-income minority schools lose more. Those losses build up and, down the road, can keep a kid from graduating. As Florida phases in more demanding standards, the Common Core standards, educators are looking for ways to help kids keep up.
Everything that they're doing is considered the Common Core.
Angela Maxey is principal at Sally B. Mathis, one of the 10 sites for the program in Jacksonville. Maxey says that using the Common Core standards over the summer will give kids a leg up in the fall.
It's more of a hands-on type of math. Those things will build as they learn more information.
This isn't traditional summer school. This program is totally voluntary. So part of the challenge is keeping the summer learning exciting. Maxey points to a stack of boxes in her hallway.
These are the bugs, the science for the K-2. These are the ladybug larvae. And then they have ladybug little farms, so they're going to hatch them themselves.
The open boxes reveal test tubes full of wriggling dots.
You have to open up the boxes so that they won't suffocate or anything like that. But nobody wants them in their office because they're bugs.
The Summer Academy is free. The school district gets enough federal and grant funding for 3,200 kids, but there were 8,000 applicants. Jacqueline Bowen helped run the summer camp for several years. She tried to get more funding from Washington lawmakers.
If I could have served 8,000, we would have had 8,000.
8,000, I know. So there's a huge demand for these types of programs.
Jennifer McCombs is a senior policy researcher with the RAND Corporation. She's part of a team studying summer learning programs like the one at Duval County.
One of the hopes from the study is that we will have very hard evidence. And so it's that type of evidence that the study will produce that I think would help policymakers to make the best use of scarce resources.
If McCombs can show that these kinds of programs work, it would be easier to argue funding for all 8,000 of those kids.
Quadrilaterals and isosceles.
Kids like Darielle Jackson.
Scalenes and right angles.
You were teaching your friend about the triangles?
Yes, it's really easy to me.
You kind of looked like a natural teacher up there.
Oh, I get it from everyone.
For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.